The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Lydia El-Khoury and today I'm delighted to be joined by Zoe Watson, who is going to talk to us a little bit about a new report from MAM UK and lots of other interesting questions to do with parenting. So Zoe, thanks for joining us on The Parents Show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about yourself and tell us about your role within MAM UK.
Okay, so I've been a midwife for over 13 years. I worked all over the place, from the high-risk delivery suite right to the other end, working with home births and community-led births. And I'm also an IBCLC, which is just the fancy word for a lactation consultant. And I support people with all types of feeding, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, combination feeding. And I've also got three children of my own. My eldest is 8 and my youngest is 1. So I very much feel in the thick of early parenthood with my own. And in terms of my role with MAM, I work on their social media platforms. I help them write articles. And I also get involved with any research or product feedback. So it's a really varied role. And I also support customers if they've got any feeding problems as well. So a bit of everything, really.
Well, you have got so many strings to your bow. I can hardly keep up with you, Zoe. That's that's fantastic. And especially the bit about being a mom to 3 under 8. Holy moly. So MAM have just produced a new report about the pressures that parents are facing. Can you just give us an overview of the findings of the report?
Yeah, absolutely. So MAM are running a campaign at the moment called As They Grow, So Do You. And what they were looking at is, we were looking into the pressures that new parents are facing and looking at what the challenges are. And part of the study was, or the survey, was to look at where does that pressure come from, that pressure to be the perfect parent. And interestingly, I think if you asked me before I saw the results of the survey, I probably would have said my guess would be social media. But interestingly, over half of the people who were surveyed actually said the pressure comes from themselves when it comes to being the perfect parent.
Wow, that's very surprising.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, it's that pressure that we feel, isn't it, to get everything right. And it comes from so many different places. But ultimately, we're doing it to ourselves, which is something hopefully we can work on and make it better.
Absolutely. And it's a great message to be sending out, like just stop piling on the pressure on yourselves, parents, you know, take a step back.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly as well, the survey actually showed that 3/4 of parents admitted to pretending that parenting is easier than they actually are finding it, which I find unbelievable, because I think if we were all a little bit more real and a bit more raw with each other when it comes to parenting, we actually all feel a lot better.
Totally. I mean, I have to say, I don't think I've ever kind of flagged that I'm any good at this. You know, it's one of my many jobs, and actually one of the reasons why I started the Parents Show is that I would be able to talk to experts. Like with a friend of mine, we started it 15 years ago, was to be able to actually ask experts all the questions, because I certainly don't have a clue. So that's the great thing about having wonderful people like yourself on the show. We can watch and learn. But so one striking insight that I heard from the report was that parents feel they have to put on a brave face and, like you said, pretend it's easier than it actually is. Why do you think that perception exists?
Well, I think there's probably many reasons, but I would imagine one of the biggest reasons is we are constantly looking at the shiny side of parenting. Say, for example, let's say social media. You know, we see the shop window, don't we, there on someone else's social media where it looks like there's this perfect parent. And we don't actually see for that parent what's going on in the back room as such. And I think we take all of those good bits and we compare ourselves. And I think one of the key things I would suggest for someone who might be struggling with that would be, it's okay to look at another parent who's doing it a completely different way, a completely different parenting style than you. You can take the good bits, of course, that's growth and, you know, that's really good. But actually, just because someone's doing it differently doesn't mean their way is right or wrong. It doesn't mean your way is right or wrong, because every parent and every baby and every child is different. So we have to tailor how we parent our own child for what feels right for us. And that's not the same for all of us. So I think a huge part of it is looking and comparing and feeling like we need to do it the way other people do it. And that doesn't fit for everyone.
That makes a lot of sense, though, you have to say. And the study mentions screen time as a major source of guilt for parents today. I'd love to know your opinion about that. What do you think has led to this shift in parental anxiety?
Again, I think it's that what we see, you know, about how, you know, we shouldn't allow our children to have too much screen time. But then again, and I think this perhaps comes more from me as a mum of three, is everything in moderation. You know, if your children having a little bit of screen time means that you can get the dinner made, or, you know, you can sit down and catch up with the homework with your other children, you cannot do it all. And letting go of that feeling that you've got to be the perfect parent. You know, you can't be sorting out the house, catching up with your work emails, cooking a lovely healthy dinner, doing the homework, you know, and saying no to screen time. I mean, you would go crazy, because you just cannot physically do it all. So when it comes to screen time, I think a lot of us do feel that guilt, because we feel like we shouldn't have any. But actually, it's just about, like, every tool for parenting, use it responsibly. You know, obviously, of course, keep an eye on what they're watching. Use it in moderation. But in my opinion, a little bit of screen time, you know, just so you can catch up with other things and keep your sanity, is, I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine.
Brilliant. I heard this great quote from this writer, Cummings, who said, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think that really applies to this setting where parents spend so much time and energy comparing themselves to other people. And you said it really nicely there. Different doesn't mean wrong. If you're not doing it exactly the same as somebody else, doesn't actually mean you're wrong.
Absolutely. I think as well, the comparison thing, you've got to be so careful of that comparison. As you say, comparison's a thief of joy. And I completely agree with it. And if I look at when I had my first daughter, so she breastfed really well, which I know I had a friend who had a baby at the same time who really wanted to breastfeed, and it really just didn't work out for her. And she was so disappointed. But actually, my baby slept terribly. Her baby slept like a dream. And I think if I was to compare the sleep, I potentially could have felt really low and like I wasn't doing the right things when it came to sleep. And my friend actually could have felt the same when it came to feeding, because that's what she wanted to do. And I think that's the thing, is look at our big picture always. You know, if we compare one thing, we're always going to feel rubbish. But if you look at the big picture and also focus on your wins, like the things that you're doing really well at.
I love that. Lovely, lovely motivational chat. and how do you think it? I mean, I think most parents in the study said they felt they were judged more harshly than previous generations. Now, do you think that's true? Do you think it might, social media might come in here, actually? Maybe this is where social media plays a role. Could it be cultural shifts, or could it be something completely different? I'd love your take.
I think today's parents we're more accessible to everybody, for them to voice their opinions and their judgment to us. I think if we look at, you know, when our parents or our grandparents were raising young children, you know, what was going on at home and how they're raising their children, I'm sure their parents or their neighbours or their close-knit circle, I'm sure they had some unwelcome judgment too. I'm sure they didn't completely get away with it. But I think for today's parents, you know, we've got, you know, WhatsApp groups where we've got, you know, groups of mums that have babies at the same time as us. We might have, you know, we look at social media, we might have posted a picture of our baby and someone's had something to say. We might be looking at other opinions online, the loud voices that we see, again, quite often social media, that are giving their strong opinions on the way you should do it, the way you should raise your children, which to a new vulnerable parent, that can feel like judgment if you're not doing it that way. So I think there's a lot more streams of judgment can come in through lots of different ways now when we compare it to the previous generations.
Thank you. And let's talk about the role of community and extended family. How has that changed in supporting parents now compared to past generations? I mean, the town I we've settled in and we're bringing up my children with my husband isn't in Ireland, as you can tell from my accent. So I miss that family being local. But I have got an amazing community here of really like-minded parents, and that's incredibly valuable. You really need one or the other, don't you? Either the community or the parents. And if you're really lucky, you've got both.
Absolutely. I completely agree. The quote, "It takes a village to raise a child," is so true. But I think what modern day parents find is, I didn't have a village, especially when you go into that new parenthood. And especially if you're one of the first out of your friendship circle to have a baby. A lot of us have got, you know, it might be that we've moved, you know, lots of people will move away to a different area away from their family, but they will perhaps start a job. They've got their community, their friend circle. But then once you have a child, that shifts again, and you can feel really alone. And I think that's what's quite hard for new parents, is trying to put themselves out there when they're already quite vulnerable and they're already perhaps, you know, struggling emotionally and looking at their identity. And then you have to go out and try and make and find new friends that you relate to. But putting yourself out there, and often I find, and I say this to you know, when I'm looking after groups of new parents, to tell the truth, if you're struggling, like, don't feel that you've got to put on this brave face and say it's all wonderful. Because actually, the moment someone starts to tell the truth and say, actually, I'm really struggling with the lack of sleep, it's actually shocked me. And I wasn't prepared for that. And I'm struggling a little bit here. Or I'm really struggling with my body image and I didn't think I'd care. All of the different things that might impact you that feel a little bit messy behind the scenes stuff. The moment you speak to another parent about what you're truly going through, I can guarantee they will say either "me too," or "I've not had that myself. I find this helps, but I tell you what I'm struggling with is this." Because ultimately, we're all in the same boat. And when we tell the truth, when we take down that front of making things seem perfect, this is when we get those really strong bonds and connections with other people. And this is where we can grow our own village.
Lovely. Absolutely. And the report mentions parenting as kind of like a pressure cooker, and that really, I can relate to that a lot. What do you think are the factors that cause that kind of pressure cooker effect? Is it the striving for perfectionism that you've mentioned, or what is it? I mean, I think social media, I know they didn't say it was one of the big ones, but I think it does play a role as well.
I agree with you. And I think, even though the pressure comes from within, mainly as we can see from the survey, actually our perception of what the ideal and what the perfect parent looks like comes from somewhere. And like you say, I think social media plays a huge part. In terms of the pressure cooker, I think parents today, we feel like we've got to do it all. You know, there's been such a shift now from the traditional gender roles in terms of raising a family and who works and who stays home. And that's an amazing thing as well, because we have that freedom of choice to do what we want to do, which is a fantastic thing. But often with that freedom has come with it that we need to be doing it all. So we need to be, you know, a very hands-on mum. We need to work. We need to take care of our health. We know more about our health and what the things that we're supposed to be doing now than ever before. So the pressure comes in there. You know, we're careful about what our children are eating. We're trying to reduce screen time. And something has to give. And that's what's really hard, is always, I don't like to use the word admitting defeat, but kind of accepting, I cannot do it all. I can't do all the things all the time. You can do some of the things some of the time, but there has to be a shift in what your priorities are. And that's going to change day by day with kids.
Absolutely. Oh, really, really wise words, Zoe. And can you give us a bit of your advice? What can we do to kind of take the heat down? I mean, it's absolutely right to say, you know, you can't do it all. And can you give us some practical steps to kind of just take the pressure off, sit back, you know, take a deep breath?
I would say one of the biggest mind shifts that I think helps with new parents when they're feeling like they need to do it all is to take a step back and have a little think about what growth as a parent and as a person looks like to them. Because how it might be for your friend who's been in your antenatal class could be completely different. So for you, example, if you've gone into this is your first baby, you're a high achiever, you've got this amazing career, you're used to going into an office, seeing great instant results and progress and and it's all kind of go, go, go. Actually, progress to you might be leaning into parenthood and going, I'm going to allow myself to rest, to stop, to get to know this little person. That can be incredibly challenging if you are used to being on the go all the time, is to actually stop. Because when you stop with a new baby, sometimes it doesn't feel like you're doing anything, but you're doing everything. So that for you could be progress. Equally, you could have someone who is very shy, they keep themselves to themselves, they've had their new baby, and now they're thinking, crikey, I've got to go out and I'm going to challenge myself. My growth looks like I'm going to go make some parent friends. I'm going to go to a mum and baby group and push myself there. So I would say it would be to take a minute, ideally before your baby comes, to have a little think about what your challenges might be and where your areas of growth are. And it's also just to say as well, parenting can be really messy. Sometimes growth for us, you know, we might think we've got it all together, and actually we have our babies, and it's like a magnifying glass on all our vulnerabilities. Growth for another person could be reaching out to get some therapy, for example, to work on their anxiety. So it's to not compare yourself to others and actually look inwards at what growth looks like to you, and to not compare yourself to your friend who might be doing other things, because we're all on this path, but it's all very different.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Zoe. So what do you hope is going to come out of these conversations? You've said some fantastic things about honesty, about not comparing, about really, I think, being kind to yourself. I think that's the message I'm getting from what you've said. But what do you hope will come from these conversations, you know, coming down the road a bit?
I hope that, you know, a new parent comes across, you know, that as they grow, so do you campaign. I really hope that they see this and realize it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to let things go, to be kinder to themselves and to give themselves that grace that they're learning alongside their baby. And it is a process, and you don't have to have it all figured out from the very beginning. So I think ultimately, it's just that we're all a little bit kinder to ourselves.
Brilliant. I love it. And now, just before we let you go, just one last question for you, please, Zoe. If you were to share a message with parents who feel overwhelmed or judged or pressured or pushing themselves to strive for some kind of perfection that really just isn't necessary, well, what would you say to those parents who are listening now?
I would say, if you are pushing yourself and you feel like you're spinning all these plates and you just can't keep doing it, let them go. Let it go. You know, if you do have to have, you know, sometimes we've got to stop and pause and look at it all. I remember with one of mine, I think it was my first daughter, I was always trying to go to these like classes. I was so tired because she didn't sleep and she was fed all the time. The stress of trying to go to these classes to be this wonderful mom that was taking her out and doing all these things, I couldn't do it all. And it took me a long time. To be honest, I think I just got burnt out trying to be the perfect mum. So for me, it was stop going to those classes, have some days at home, drink tea. You know, maybe mum needs a bit of screen time. Just calm everything down. And then you can kind of say, okay, I've recouped. What matters? Okay, well, fresh air. I do want to have some mum friends, so I'm going to meet them. But I think I prefer meeting them for coffee, actually, and a nice walk, because that suits me. So just, if you've got to let it go, let it go. Have a pause. That's okay. Sometimes that's really what's needed, is to stop.
Brilliant. Zoe, thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. And thanks for joining us on The Parents Show.
Thank you for having me.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.